This morning we're going to continue in our series, of course, on peace. We are so gone in terms of the depth perception that we have concerning peace. It's like nothing I've ever heard in my life. It's truly, truly like nothing I've ever heard. If there was ever a time where I believe deep was calling unto deep, it is now. God is calling us into the deep things of understanding who he is and who we are in him and the peace that we have with him. The subject on peace has gotten so deep, it's really showing that peace is going to come through the Father truly living, I mean truly living in our natural being, in our bones, and it's coming from a place that the changeover into being true sons and daughters is where we're finding the greatest level of peace. I think we've broken about four levels in elevated peace. Every time I thought one message was as elevated as it could get, here comes another and another and another. You want to talk about security in his peace? Now I know why he says, "You're in my hand and no man can pluck you out." Because the depth of peace is so dynamic,
Yes, it
so
is.
phenomenal, that there's no way that the enemy could ever shake us from it. We're too far gone. He can't reach us. We are totally out of his reach when you start to walk in the understanding of peace. And so now we're going to a, yet an, we're going to keep tapping into the depth perception, dealing with marrow. All right. And today's subject, today's message is actually entitled, "A Major Part of Our Marrow Transplant Aftercare is Substance Giving." It's substance giving. We can't forget the reason why we came to this revelation on the marrow transplant, coming out of the book of Proverbs, chapter 3, verses 5 through 10. And we're going to look at an in-depth look at the fall of man and how they actually fell. From the their original state of being was actually being or having the marrow of the Father in them. The blood of the Father was flowing through them until Satan came along and transplanted his marrow. And we're going to take a look at that, and you're going to see a direct correlation to substance giving of why they fell. And it's just going to blow your mind today. I guarantee it. And if you're not honoring God, I guarantee after you hear this message and you recognize whose marrow is flowing in you and why, I guarantee you're going to see God differently in terms of giving him and honoring him with your substance. All right, Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 through 10, our home scripture. "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord." 5 through 10 is what we're reading. "Fear the Lord and depart from evil. It shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones." There's your marrow right there. Because of acknowledging, you become wise, then you depart from evil. All starts with acknowledging,
Amen.
right? And then it becomes health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. We find the place where we're irrigated. We find the moisture. We find the Zoe life of God because of acknowledging. Then it says, "Honor the Lord with thy substance." And why? Why now? Why verse 9? Because the substance is directly connected with the fact that in your bones is being created the substance of God. The power, the life of God's being created. So verse 9 then says, "After that's been created, honor the Lord with thy substance." Why? Because it came directly from him. "And with the first fruit of all of thine increase, so shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with new wine." Now, those of you that honor, take a moment right there, take a salah right there, recognize and drive it deeper in your faith. You're honoring him with your substance because of the fact that it's him that is creating the ability for you to get wealth. It's him,
Amen.
literally, the DNA of God, the mindset of God the wherewithal of God is flowing through you. So therefore, that's why we turn and honor him, because we recognize our source of strength, our source of intellectual or spiritual knowledge, rather, our source of know-how, our wisdom, everything. It's all coming from him. We execute on our jobs because of him. We do what we do because of him, and therefore we honor him. It's really simple.
Amen.
Now, something I did not know, this is new from this verse. I had no idea, I did not recognize it, that the word acknowledge actually means kinsfolk. It's in your Strong's definition. I saw it and it blew my mind. Acknowledging actually constitutes us being blood related. It takes us back. We learned it last week in how we'll look at it in Jeremiah real quick just to get a reflection on it. But we see here that the word acknowledge actually translates kinsfolk, blood related. And then a couple of other definitions of acknowledge that are very important to look at, again, are know by experience and regard. Those are very important right there, know by experience and regard. But I love just to add this to us to give us more confirmation that we are becoming, we're becoming blood related again through acknowledging. And yes. I didn't know it, but all this time it's been sitting right there. Didn't have to, I guess God will do that to you. He'll hide it from you, make you dig deep, and then it's sitting right on the surface. But amen. Now, so again, first of all, acknowledge means kinsfolk, which means blood relation. This proves our acknowledging the Lord causes us to return to our original state of being. I hadn't noticed this definition until this study was put on me. Remember, in last week's teaching, we learned that we were first blood related to God our Father before we were blood related to our earthly parents. Jeremiah 1 and 5 confirms it. Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. Before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee and ordained thee a prophet unto the nations. The word new is also kinsfolk. All right. God was telling Jeremiah, and he's telling all of us, before you were ever in your mother's belly, we were already blood related.
Jesus.
We were already literally. I want someone to understand literally. We were already blood related. The life of God was always intended to flow through us. The thought, the process, the thinking, the way that God moves, the way that God decides, all of that was already in us prior to our earthly parents. Unfortunately, after the fall of Adam and Eve, we were conceived in sin, and we were formed or shapen in iniquity. And that changed our DNA, that changed our marrow. All right? So now, so acknowledging proves that we become kinsfolk unto God again. All right. So now we move forward. So we need to remember that we are learning about this marrow transplant and why. Why did God bring us to this marrow transplant? Because we learned about honoring the Lord with our substance.
Amen.
We got to remember where this is coming from. When the Lord began to reveal his peace through honoring him with our substance, he saw a root cause of why we don't honor him. So God is dealing with a root cause. The root cause of not honoring him was and is we don't acknowledge. How can you honor someone you don't acknowledge? And then we learned that through acknowledging, we would then take on the transformation to the point that our marrow transplant would take place. But this was all to position us to perfectly honor. We're learning about a marrow transplant because Jesus said that he would purify the sons of Levi in righteousness so that they could offer. The only righteous blood is God's. So we're being purified so we can turn and honor him, recognize where it's coming from. Truly, you know you act like your mom and your dad. You know you move like they move because they are in your blood. You have so many characteristics that match them. Well, God is saying, I want to change that again and bring you back unto my characteristic through my rhema word. so that you can honor and recognize and be one with what you're doing. So the marrow transplant would position us for perfect honoring. So this leads us to understand, watch this now. This leads us to understand that substance giving, that when we honor the Lord with our substance, it's a major part, watch this, of the marrow transplant aftercare. And I'm going to show you in the word that this is exactly true. It's a major part of the aftercare. I'm just going to just vibe for a minute. If you're not in position to where you're honoring God because of you acknowledging him, because you know it's him in you, literally causing you to prosper, causing you to move, have momentum in life and to have success. That means you're not under the true transplant that God has intended for you to be under. You're still connected to this world. Your DNA still is coming from this, the mindset you have concerning this world. Because when God touches your marrow, if you remember what we learned last week, be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. When God touches your marrow, the transform means he wants it to come from the base. So now if it's flowing from the base, that means I'm seeing God. I'm looking through his eyes.
Amen.
I feel the way he feels. But if I'm not, it tells me that this marrow, that I haven't undergone a transplant because I can't see to honor him. I see to utilize my revenues and my wealth the way that I would. And I'm going to show you that it's directly connected with the fall. And that when Adam and Eve, when they fell, it really, I'm telling you now, there was a transplant, a demonic transplant that took place. And it all had to do with substance. You're going to think I'm crazy, but watch, I'm going to show you, and you won't be able to refute it. And I'm not looking for anybody to, but I want you to see and come alive. I want what Elder was talking about in prayer. I want the change for you. I want it for you because I want you to see and really become one with God and who the source really is. Somebody say amen if you're with me.
Amen.
All right, now, Adam get a demonic marrow transplant for touching substance. Watch this here. This is so powerful. Let me just first of all give you a quick sidebar on why I say Adam. Because in Genesis 5, if you don't go to Genesis 5, you'll miss it. Genesis 5, 1 and 2, it says, this is the book of the generations of Adam. In the day that God created man, in the likeness of God made he him. Male and female created he them, and blessed them, and called their name Adam, in the day when they were created. So that's why I call them Adam and Adam. Her name did not become Eve until after her marrow transplant took place.
Wow.
Amen?
Amen.
All right, so now let's go look at this, that substance, touching substance as being a direct correlation with their demonic marrow transplant. Now, it says in Genesis chapter 3, verse 6, all right, and when the woman saw, Elder Allison killed that with her case study dealing with Zacchaeus. Give you a quick note on that. She proved that seeing was a direct correlation or directly associated with our marrow or our DNA. What we prefer to see and what we choose to see, it's so powerful, is it's directly connected. And the only Ella Allison with her scientific mind goes that far. But I really appreciate it. So it says, and when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, that little word, S-A-W, is right there where she got the needle. She got the needle for the transplant. From when she saw that the tree was good for food and that it was pleasant to the eyes and a tree to be desired to make one wise.
Wow.
She took of the fruit thereof and did eat it.
Wow.
And did eat. and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. All right. The word saw has the same definition as acknowledge. Acknowledge, the word saw means regard or have experience. Acknowledge, we just saw, and I took it, brought it down here so you could see it again if you're following the notes. Acknowledge also means to know by experience or regard.
Wow.
When Eve acknowledged, now use Eve because at that point she became Eve and she came out of the place of being Adam, meaning that she was exactly under the same marrow as Adam, flowing in the life of God. It all shifted because she saw. The enemy talked to her and opened her eyes and caused her to see. So now we learned just a moment ago, and we've been learning that acknowledging will determine the marrow that flows in us. So now she regarded and had experience with what she saw. She saw something that she shouldn't have seen. You guys got to stay with me today because this is going to blow your mind. And I hope it literally blows your mind and it changes your thinking. So she came into a place where she was undergoing a demonic marrow transfusion, all right, or a marrow transplant. It was happening. The needle had hit the right place to make an exchange. When she began to know by experience and regard the tree that was of knowledge, of the knowledge of good and evil, it shifted. She never looked at that tree like she did before. It was in the midst. It was right there in the midst of the garden all that time. She never took note until Satan began to tell her about it. So now his marrow, his mindset, his life would now be, it began to enter. Watch this now. So when she saw, she regarded, she gained a new experience outside of God. She acknowledged what Satan said and received the demonic marrow transplant. She no longer was under the influence, of the blood of God. Medical science says this: eating something as simple as a jelly donut could forever change your DNA. Forever change your DNA. Just by eating something. Now it goes in that, now that desire for a jelly donut will be passed from generation to generation. It could forever alter your DNA. Well, the Lord reveals to us something a little bit deeper. And what he reveals to us is that what we look at can alter. And I'm not talking about looking. I'm talking about regarding and gaining experience with. I'm talking about open up a door of desire. It could forever alter what's going on from the inside, and it has the ability to touch the marrow just like it did to Eve. She began to function like her new donor, which was Satan. She immediately began to function under moving. What did he do? He went opposite of what God said. That's why he was kicked out of heaven. She's now moving as that, just like her donor.
Yes.
And drawing her husband in and causing him to move in the same like manner. They both had a demonic transplant. How do I consider it was stealing the substance? Because it says here, watch this. We look over in Genesis chapter 2, and this is what's going to blow your mind. It was stealing the substance that would cause the success of Satan's transplant. In Genesis chapter 2, and I thought about you here, Elder Allison, this is going to really bless your soul. In Genesis chapter 2, verses 16 and 17, it says, "And the Lord commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, thou shalt not eat of it. For in the day that thou watchest, eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die." And they did. They had a transplant that was producing nothing but Zoe. Now they're producing the will of Satan in their lives, and the human intellect is birthed instead of the spiritual intellect of God. Let me show you what I'm talking about. The word good, all right? Remember, she looked at the tree and saw that it was good for food. The word good translates this: prosperity, rich, valuable in estimation, Now watch this. This is the word good. It means prosperous of man's sensuous nature. Uh-uh. It means good understanding of man's intellectual nature. Even the good in the tree was evil. God help me. None of the tree was good, because the moment they saw it as being good, it opened up their senses in their human nature. The moment she saw it as being good, it opened up man's intellect rather than God's intellect. It changed from the inside to the outside. They had a total marrow transfusion or transplant.
Yes, yes.
There was a shift that came from the inside. See, the good part of the tree was not good. For them to look at the tree and see it as being good, God never put that in them to ever see it like that. They saw it in man's sensuous nature.
Jesus.
They opened up man's intellect by seeing that it was good. The entire tree is evil. It was evil. And the day they ate it, they got a transplant and the God life died. Yep. And now intellect of man would come alive through Satan.
Wow, Lord God. It's the truth.
The word evil now describes the results. It means bad of value, adversity, affliction, calamity, displeasures, and distress. That describes the results of seeing that the tree was good. Let me tell you what I'm talking about. Let me cut to the chase. Every time you think you have substance and it's good to help you, and you don't honor God with it, you're doing the same exact thing that Eve did. You're seeing something that should be God's and only God's, and you're utilizing it because it's good for food for you. And that's the same intellectual nature. It tells you what marrow is flowing through you.
Jesus.
But when you want to honor God, who is your source, with your substance and the first fruit of all of your increase, now you're seeing and the marrow of God is flowing through you. You have a different connection. You're not moving under man's intellect.
Jesus.
Saying, I can't afford this or I can't do that. No, no, that's man's intellect. Because you're seeing your substance as being your prosperity.
Jesus.
You're valuing it. You're giving it a valuable estimation on how it's going to help you survive. And if you're doing that, you're no different from when Eve did it. And the enemy opened her eyes and changed her from her marrow. God Almighty. The word good really wasn't good. It awakened the human intellect and sensuous nature of man. So there wasn't a good side to the tree and an evil side to the tree. If they ever saw and considered it good, there's nothing good, Jesus says, but the Father. If they saw outside of what the Father said they could have and called it good, it wasn't good. It was a whole new life stream coming. It was a whole new thought pattern just started to flow. And understand this, the transformation of the mind comes from the base of our being. It comes from the marrow. Again, I thought like my father used to think. I did what my mother used to do, and I could feel them at times. I told you this over the last few weeks. It came from my innermost being. It came from up out of my marrow through my DNA. And that's why I did the things in which I did. Good, bad, and ugly, to be perfectly honest with you. But as I'm staying in the Rhema word, I'm getting this wonderful marrow transplant.
Yes, God.
And now my thinking is more like God's, and it dominates more like God's. I'm doing things the way that God would have me do them. And if I ever do something in the old man, I quickly go back and fix it. Why? Because my new man with new marrow has a different idea on life, a different outlook on life and how it should be. Hallelujah. So the word good wasn't good. It awakened the human intellect and sensuous nature of man. That's what having substance without honoring God does. It keeps our intellect alive and heightens our senses. Our sensuous nature is heightened. That's why Proverbs 3:5 tells us this: trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. This is where we belong. We don't belong in our own intellect, our senses. Evil describes the results of keeping what we think intellectually is good, our substance. So that's the result. See, and we think because we're doing something that looks like we're going to get ahead, it really is it's a bad decision. It becomes bad of value. It becomes our adversity. It becomes our affliction. It becomes our calamity.
Jesus.
It becomes our distress. We think it's good, but it really reverses on us. And it brings calamity. It brings affliction. It opens up doors. I'm trying to tell you something here. Your substance giving has a lot to do with your aftercare. It has a lot to do with it. It keeps you in a position to where the God's marrow can continue flowing. Satan utilized man touching what God said, don't touch. I see the tree of knowledge of good and evil being a Jericho. And I see our substance being like a Jericho place. That was God's and only God's.
Yes.
See, the enemy utilized it. And now you can understand a little bit deeper why the Bible says the love of money is the root of all evil. You can see it. Why? Because that's where the marrow transplant of Satan came in. At loving something they were not supposed to love and desiring something they were not supposed to desire. That's why it does tell us, honor the Lord with thy substance. Why? Because it's going to keep you in the mindset of the Lord, not from your head, but it's going to actually flow through your marrow. So it says there, we ought to trust in the Lord with all our hearts and lean not to our understandings. Period. That's exactly where we do belong. Evil does describe the results of keeping what we think intellectually is good, keeping our substance. If we really look at the entire tree, it was all cursed. There was nothing good about it. The scripture holds true then. It does when it says a little leaven leavens the whole lump. If there was leaven in that tree, if evil was in that tree, don't you know the entire tree was a trap? Because the Bible says a little leaven leavens the whole. There wasn't a piece of fruit that was good and a piece of fruit that was bad. That's what I used to think until I studied. I used to think, okay, they would know good. They would know the way of the Lord and Satan. Nope, they only knew man's intellect, which was birthed by Satan. Every part of that tree was evil. Because unfortunately, it thwarted the mindset of God from their marrow.
Amen.
So when you keep on living without honoring God, what you think is good and helping you is really hurting you. It keeps the life of God from truly manifesting. He said the day that they would eat of that tree, they would surely die, and they did. God's marrow was replaced with Satan's marrow. The life of God, as they knew it, was over. It was over, and I got proof of that, which you guys already know. They touch substance not belonging to them. So we, in essence, do the same thing, and we, in essence, get the same results. We saw this in a prior message, but it's worthy. It's noteworthy to look at it again. It says in Genesis 3:16-19, unto the woman he said, I will greatly multiply thy sorrow and thy conception. In sorrow thou shalt bring forth children, and thy desire shall be to thy husband, and he shall rule over thee. And unto Adam he said, because thou hast hearkened unto the voice of thy wife and hast eaten of the tree of which I commanded thee, saying, thou shalt not eat of it. Cursed is the ground for thy sake. In sorrow shalt thou eat of it all the days of thy life. Thorns also and thistles shall it bring forth to thee, and thou shalt eat the herb of the field. In the sweat of thy face shalt thou eat bread till thou return unto the ground, for out of it wast thou taken, for dust thou art, and unto dust thou shalt return. So basically, what that was flowing in them was paradise and was flowing through them. They were completely a part of Eden. Just hear me out for a second. They were completely a part of Eden from the marrow. Their marrow matched the climate of Eden, the productivity of Eden. Their marrow was of Zoe. It was only of God. So it produced like that. I need you to imbibe that for a second. When you are flowing in the word of the Lord, in the rhema word, and it has really changed you, propitiation is your vision, persuasion is your force, and you're flowing in it, you have Eden alive in you. Well, they at one time had Eden, not just the garden, but they had Eden, the Zoe life of the Father in their marrow, and it flowed out of them. So they truly matched Eden. So what happened after they fell and got their transplant, their demonic transplant, it opened up a place of sorrow for both of them. Worrisomeness, labor and pain, hardship, toil. It changed the climate of their life from the inside out. Somebody say amen if you're hearing me.
Amen, amen.
Amen.
It changed it from the inside out.
Jesus, Jesus.
See, you just want the garden,
Jesus.
But the garden has to be in you. I think Jesus said it like this: if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will and it shall be done. That's Eden. Where's it flowing? From the inside out. If ye abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will. Come, that's the inside first. Then it says, you shall ask what you will. Here it comes to the outside, and it shall be done. If Eden's not flowing through the marrow of the Father, then bottom line truth, you're not going to have the garden on the outside either. So we see their whole shift here. Hardship, worrisomeness, labor, and pain come from the DNA of Satan. It comes from out of the marrow of Satan. He's a mess. He's got no paradise for you. They left God's DNA, which produced paradise, living for a life of complete turmoil. They left what was totally producing paradise, causing true prosperity in every way. And they left it when she acknowledged that tree was good for food. Jesus, help us. All right. We see it go on now in their seed. We see it happen. We see there's mixture within the marrow. Cain and Abel reveal the mixture within the marrow of Adam and Eve. And I'm about to close, believe it or not. In Genesis chapter 4, verses 1 through 8, it says, and Adam knew Eve, his wife, and she conceived and bare Cain, and said, I have gotten a man from the Lord. Now, I used to think Cain's name was good, actually. That he had a good meaning. It means possession. But when I really thought about it and thought about Cain, I'm like, that's terrible. He possessed his possessions.
Wow.
He was possessive over his possessions.
Yes, yes, yes.
And I'm like, Jesus, you can see it right there just in his name. And it says, and she again bare his brother Abel, and Abel was a keeper of sheep, but Cain was a tiller of the ground. And in the process of time, it came to pass that Cain brought the fruit of the ground, an offering unto the Lord. You see where it says in the process of time.
Yes.
That word process of time, we all know from old store, means at the end of days, he brought the fruit of the ground. At the end of harvest, he brought the fruit. Not at the first. He did not honor God. He did not honor. Honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruit of all of thine increase. He brought it at the end of days. But watched Abel. And Abel, he also brought of the firstlings of his flock and of the fat thereof. And the Lord had respect unto Abel and to his offering. Why? Because he brought the firstlings and the fat. The word fat does translate substance.
Amen.
He brought the fat. He brought the firstlings and the fat. My goodness gracious. He brought the strength of what he had. He honored God. And the Lord had respect. The word respect means the Lord stood in awe of Abel and to his offering. The Lord was in awe of Abel. Glory be to God. Why? Because he honored the Lord. He recognized his source. But we have the firstborn that has the marrow of the enemy. The secondborn was graced to have the marrow of God. And God is giving us a picture of how it would be. And it's directly tied to substance. Woo, Jesus. But under Cain and his offering, he had not respect. And Cain was very wroth, and his countenance fell. And the Lord said unto Cain, why art thou wroth, and why is thy countenance fallen? If thou doest well, shalt thou not be accepted? And if thou doest not well, sin lieth at the door, and unto thee shall be his desire. And thou shalt have rule. Thou shalt rule over him. Talking about Satan and sin. And Cain talked with Abel, his brother. And it came to pass when they were in the field that Cain rose up against Abel, his brother, and slew him. Look at that. So now Cain is moving in the likeness of his father, the devil. Abel is moving in the likeness of his father, who is God. God recognized Abel moving in righteousness because of how he honored God. He recognized that he was not moving in the way of his mother and father, his earthly mother and father, but he was moving in the way of his father, that the father's marrow would still have power. It would still have power to bring us into righteousness. And of course, that because of Jesus, the door is wide open for this to take place, for us to hear the Rhema word because of our Lord. So Abel is moving in a way, and God is watching. God is watching the two of them. And he's watching Abel and how he did it. But he tells Cain this, and I read it from the AMPC in verse number 7. If you do well, will you not be accepted? And if you do not well, sin crouches at your door. Its desire is for you, but you must master it. He was telling Cain, if you do it over, honor me the way that you should.
Jesus.
Sin will not, you will all watch this now. This is so powerful. I'm going to say it. It will alter and bring you back to where you belong. And I said, Lord, how is that? He said, because this was before the law. And grace stood before the law.
Bless God.
So by grace, he could have come back to the DNA of the Father just by honoring and recognizing his source. See, the first sin was because Adam and Adam did not recognize God as the source. They saw the tree was prosperous.
Yes.
They took what they should not have taken. Cain was doing the same thing. It was in his DNA. It was in his marrow. Abel had the marrow, the grace marrow of God his father, and he honored the Lord. He was not moving in the way his parents were. He was proving it.
Hallelujah.
What am I saying to you? I'm trying to tell you that as you're hearing this Rhema, and you start to recognize and acknowledge God, when you tie your substance giving in there, it will be the greatest part of your aftercare, your marrow transplant. Why? Because your mindset will not revert back. It will not go back and reconnect itself to this world and to the way of this world, to the DNA of this world. It will not. It will stay on task with God. It will recognize who the source of life, truly is. And I'm telling you, that offering, that seed, what you sow is going to help you and carry you over in the aftercare after you've heard a rhema. Don't you listen to the rhema word of God and not seek him on an offering that you can give unto him. The Bible says that you don't come before the king without a gift.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Honor him. He's breathing life into you right this very moment. That's why you turn and say, Lord,
hallelujah,
is there
God.
Anything that yes. I can honor you with?
Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you,
the
Jesus.
The moment you
thank
leave
you,
the rhema word without even considering honoring God with some of your substance. That's why I love to worship with the tithe. I love to worship with the first fruit. And I love that the Lord has really added the lump belongs to him. It's that too is holy. And so I offer God whatever it is he wants from me. Tithe and first fruit are automatic. It's a part of my worship. But I add a three-folded cord of honoring with my substance too. And that three-folded cord is not easily broken. And the change of God stays and remains. The word of God stays and remains. We remember what Peter did in Matthew 16 when he said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus said, blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood hath not revealed this unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And then three verses later, man's sensuous ways, man's desire, I don't want you to die, be it far from thee, Lord. And Jesus saw immediately, I see your marrow has not really been fully fused with my Father's. Get behind me, Satan. For you savor the things that be not of God, but of man. That's the wrong marrow. I'm not going up and down like that. I'm not going to be a yo-yo in the spirit. I'm going to stay the course. I won't have a double-minded way of living because a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. And I'm not moving like that. I'm not looking for 30. I'm not looking for 60. I'm looking for 100-fold. When I call on my Father for health and strength, he knows that my red blood cells are there intact. He understands my white blood cells can fight infection. I can receive freely from him. Because only his marrow's there, like Jesus said, there's nothing else in you, in me, Satan, which to draw from. So he told Cain, if you do well, will you not be accepted? And if you do not well, sin crouches at your door. But its desire is for you, but you must master it. I'm telling some of you on this line right now, sin is crouching. Yes, it is all the time on all of us. But he's giving Cain a way to win. The Bible prophesied of Jesus. Once again, I say it again. He prophesied of Jesus. It prophesied in Malachi that he would come and cleanse the sons of Levi and purify us as silver and gold so that we might offer an offering. So don't just say it's just about Jesus. No, Jesus is purifying us because he's going to also disconnect our soul from this world. And the root cause of us being connected is stupid money. Money. What good is it for a man to gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Money. So the Lord said, if they honor me with it, recognize me with it, my complete mindset will flow through them from the marrow and not off the top of their heads.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
They will authentically walk with me.
Hallelujah.
The way that man fell from me is the same way I'm going to get man back to me. They fell in their substance.
Okay.
But let me give them a new birth. And in that new birth, they'll honor me just like they did in Acts. They heard the mind of the Spirit. They sold all their possessions and thought that not anything was their own. They immediately were disconnected from their substance. God tells me, he's been saying to me, that when I have the mindset that God has access to all of my substance at any time, I've done nothing different than they did in Acts. I've sold all my possessions. Now the marrow of God is free to move throughout my being. So God told Cain, sin is crouching at your door, but you must master it. And I say again to some of you on this line, you must master it. You must master it. Stop being in such a rush. When the rhema is done, sit with him. Entreat with him. Realize what he did for you, even while you were hearing. And then turn and honor him. When you honor me, he says, we can change your DNA by changing your marrow. You don't have to be controlled by the devil's marrow. Honoring me means you acknowledge me, and acknowledging me makes you my kinsfolk again. You can master it.
Jesus. Thank you, God.
You can master it.
Yes, Lord.
I told you many times, people, our souls are tied to money. Our souls are really tied to money. It has too much control. And that was the devil's plan from the beginning. To open your eyes and to see that it's good for food. Oh, no, I can do this with that. I ain't giving that to the church. I can do this. You see that it's good for food. I've been waiting to do this. I've been waiting to go on this vacation. Boy, what? And you're doing nothing different. And I just want to submit, and I'm going to punch you right in the stomach before I close, and I don't care if you're angry or mad or whatever. It plainly shows whose marrow's flowing. It really and truthfully does.
Yes, it does.
You're out there making money, doing you. You're no different from Cain. You're no different from Adam and Adam when they fell. You're seeing it's good for food. And your human intellect is making decisions. Don't tell me the marrow of God is flowing through you. Hallelujah, Jesus. So, honoring the Lord is a major part of our marrow transplant aftercare. Taking the time when you've sat in the rain to inquire. You want to stabilize the mind of God? Honor the Lord with your substance. Disconnect from this world's goods, man, in this life. Don't let it rule you. Jesus. Amen.
Bless
That's
God.
All I've got
Amen.
For you today. That's it.
Bless, God. Bless you, Jesus.
Glory be to God. Glory be to God. We got some comments here. Let me see what we got on the screen.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah, man. Praise your name. Elder Allison says it's fire. Awesome, awesome, Raymond. Jay says this is really good. And let me see here. Jay says this is really good. And I love what Javon says. Praise God. Free us from the matrix, Lord. Wow. Amen. 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 I'm serious, Amen. Man. When you can see like that,
yes.
You understand it like that, Javon, you're blessed. Glory be to God, because that's exactly what it's like, people. It's exactly what it's like. Elder Donna says, so, so good. Sister Jen is on the line. She says, Jesus. And then she says, hallelujah. And I say hallelujah and amen to all of the comments on the screen today.
Amen.
I say amen to all of it because it's absolutely positively the truth. Positively the truth, everyone. Listen, listen. You'll see that the mind of God stays stabilized. The enemy is always attacking us with anxieties about what we don't have and how short we are and how hard things can be. That's just his plan. That's just his plan, because remember, you're being transformed by the renewing of your mind. And your transformation is coming from the base of your being. The base of your being is the marrow. The life of God wants to flow in authenticity. It wants to flow like it's, I mean, first nature. It's the way you just move. It's the way you do things. And that's how God wants to flow in you. And so just let him. So don't let money take place, and don't let anxieties about money take the place of where you are in God, or where you are in reference to the change that you're going through. Honor him, and you'll do a greater aftercare, keeping the health and vigor of God flowing through you properly. You won't be disappointed, I guarantee it. You tithers that know about tithing, give unto the Lord your tithes. Worship God with your tenth. You first fruit givers with a rhema on first fruits, don't you quit. Don't you quit. See, the substance of God creates a first fruit. The substance of God creates a tithe. That's why he says, honor me with your substance. It creates those other two dimensions of worship. But then but then it's also saying, okay, Lord, I've given my tenth and my first fruit, but I also, everything I have is at your disposal. Everything I have. Everything. There's nothing I will withhold from you. And that keeps your mind free to grow in him, to be strengthened in him, to be healed, praise God. Hallelujah. The Lord told me a long time ago, and I'm done, I promise. The Lord said to me, he said, Todd, if you give right, it means you're living right. And I keep getting revelations on that and understandings about that. I definitely understand it. So praise God. Amen. Amen. I pray that it found you, and I pray that it hits you right where you needed it. I pray that it strengthened you today. I pray that the word changed you. I pray that it really got to your marrow. I pray that your DNA was really, truly, truly transplanted. I pray that his DNA has become part of your DNA, that this will stick inside of you and never be lost.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
I want the vigor of God flowing in you physically, mentally, spiritually, and also financially. I want all of the life of the Father free to explode in every way in your life. So, Father, I pray this one sticks. I pray that it remains. I pray that it's not lost. And I pray, Master, that true change will come forth. I remember the meetings, Lord, on just teaching on first fruits, how your power would come down and healing would take place. Miracles would take place just by teaching on the first fruit. And I pray, Lord God, that they'll experience miracles, because they have this triune way of giving. They have this triune way of understanding it, Lord God, substance, first fruit, and tithes. Worshiping you with all that we've got. I pray, Lord God, that you release an anointing that removes every single burden and destroys every single yoke of bondage.
Hallelujah.
I give you glory in advance for doing this.
Thank you,
Jesus. Oh, Jesus, give us patience to do the aftercare. Give us patience and courage to hear whatever it is you might say to sow. Whatever it is. Oh, God.
Hallelujah.
We bless you.
Thank you, God.
We bless you, Master.
Thank you, Lord.
He said, lift your hands to him just for a moment. If you're still on the line, lift your hands.
Thank you, Jesus.
That's all. He didn't say anything else. He said, just lift your hands to him. I believe he's pouring into you while you're lifting your hands. I believe he's releasing into you even right now. Peace over your mind. Peace in your home. Peace in your body. Shalom, 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 and the shalva.
Thank you, Jesus.
Be released to you today. Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, Jesus. Amorofu nalia. Kulteva suro kunalia tadonene. I give you glory, Master. I give you glory. Break the chains, Jesus. Break the chains. Break his rod and
yes,
break
God.
His staff, Master.
Jesus.
You break that rod of his and you break that staff. And let this transformation, let it fuse. Let it remain, Master. Let it remain.
Yes, Lord.
Patience, peace. In Jesus' name.
Thank
Amen.
You.
Amen, Lord. If you're going to honor via Cash App, you can. You know what to do. It's at $ True Gospel Men's, M-I-N-S. Or if you're going to honor the Lord through your online banking with Zelle, the address to do that is truegospelmens@aol.com. And you can honor him. But again, I say honor him. Honor him.
Thank you.
You won't regret it. I promise you.
Jesus.
You be blessed today, everyone. I'm going to turn it over to the hand.